The KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, welcoming our Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arnson.
Good morning, Elsie.
Well, good morning. What a beautiful Tuesday across our big sky. So pleased to be on here. We're going to do some education for you two gentlemen today, correct?
Okay. I need it, I'm sure.
We are. Hey, Elsie, let's just kind of get the elephant out of the room right now. We've got some confusion going with how we get the charter schools in our schools approved. What's your position on that?
Well, number one, choice in education is part of ELSI, always has been, from a classroom teacher of 23 years and a legislator, and now in my state role. The choice is to the parent, because all of us learn uniquely. All of us learn at different times, and it's important that we do have choice. So there were two bills that were gifted to education this last session. One of them is in court right now, and that is the community choice school that gives a lot more freedom to families to be able to pick. There is some dollar that can flow from the state, but mostly it's just the authority that public schools may have a little competition in it. That's in court. The other one is a public charter school, and that is under the authorization of the Board of Public Ed. And look, I was a legislator for a decade, both House and a senator, before I came into my state superintendent's role, and I've never seen a perfect bill. So what happened in this bill, in the charter school bill, is that they did not waive a section of law that has been there since 1947 that says when a new school opens that the county superintendent as well as the county commissioners need to review. Now, why is that important? It is important because the tax levies, as well as for a recognition for millage. In other words, making sure that the county taxpayers are recognizing that there is a new school. And I believe that was not in it. I know for a fact in reading it that it was not in the new piece of legislation. I've offered a conciliatory to the Board of Public Ed for them to create some clarification in a procedure, a policy, or even create a rule that might heal this. And I'm hoping that they will come to that understanding. And I want to give them a little bit of grace. You know, they are an appointed board by the governor, and they come from all walks of life. They're not paid to be able to, like a school trustee, to be able to authorize schools and things as this. So there's a difference of opinion, and I believe all Montanans need to recognize that new schools, 19 of them, will be opening across our state. And more importantly, as we are the fourth aged state in the nation, that all of our taxpayers need to recognize what is happening with possible innovation in our public school system. So this is a taxpayer discussion.
In the case of Flathead and Glacier High Schools, these are schools in schools, so we're not talking about a new building. We're not talking about really even a new school. We're talking about a school in a school. So it's a little different than building a new school out here somewhere, and which brings in the county superintendent of schools and the county commissioners.
Well, kind of. I'll just say that kind of. I'm not going to give you an A for that answer. I'm going to give you a B minus. And the reason why I'm going to give you a B minus, in my belief, is that, yes, there are no new students. We're not opening a brand new building with brand new students that are going to walk through it. But they do get basic entitlement. They do get A and B. They are going to be getting state tax dollars. And not only that, there could be busing, which is 50% of the county, and teachers are going to be hired there, so 50% of tax dollars coming out of the county are going to be going for teacher retirement. So very excited about the innovation, very pleased that local accountability will happen within our 11 school districts across our state that are going to be opening these charter schools. And the other part, to get you to that A and that even that A plus, these are public schools. So public schools operate under every single section in Title 20, which is the law that allows dollar flow and timing, accountability, and all of that. So They are public schools, so therefore they operate under every law that is involved. If the law, if the new bill would have waived any of those things, then of course there would have been an understanding. But nothing was in the law, and we're hoping that the board will come up with a procedure or a policy or even a rule, because having innovation in education is demanded. We cannot have the same opportunity that was given to you and I. Things are different. We're in a digital age. We're not in that same industrial age. So let's be innovative for our children and our families.
Well, international schools have used the concept of a school in a school for decades and quite successfully.
Agreed. Agreed. I think micro schools are another term for that. Rather than everyone having their same, you go math at this time and reading at this time, I believe students right now are being recognized individually, and I'm very, very pleased. Our Montana public school system is attempting to recognize innovation, and there's only hope out there. So as these school year doors close, and graduation is coming upon us, want to make sure that next year that these innovative schools are recognized about the children and the opportunities that can exist.
Let's talk. Let's talk about the Mast Roadshow.
Oh, how exciting! They're coming your way as well. There are nine of these opportunities, and they're going to be April 5th at the Flathead High School. And they, meaning the good people of the Office of Public Instruction, as well as our partner, and this is called New Meridian. So New Meridian, when I went internationally as well as nationally and said, is there anybody out there that can help Montana build a test that recognizes teaching and learning closest to the moment? Because, as I said, this old system of education that had this old system of assessment was pencils in the air, and it's a 10-hour test over math and reading and science from third grade to eighth grade. So we have, with our partner, New Meridian, created a test, and this is through the University of Kansas as well, and of course we're using our great university system here in Montana to really benchmark what type of learning there is in data retrieval. But 5 to 4 times a year, depending on math or reading, for a 10-minute opportunity, a student will be tested in a very small component individually. So somebody in Billings might be taking a test differently than somebody in Kalispell. And it's based on that local accountability that they would like to offer. Then those 5 or 4 simple tests are averaged at the end of the year, and the federal government is accepting this. So Montana is leading this whole initiative. We're the only state in the nation doing this. Next year, all of our students, 3rd through 8th grade, will be taking this very simple model. And it's being innovative. And the other aspect of this is we're partnering our reading and our math standards along with this, and highlighting this for all of our teachers to recognize that innovation can happen in how we teach, innovation can happen on how students learn, and the test itself is a way to show it.
Okay. So MAST means military. Montana. Help me with that one. Help me with that one. I'm failing here.
Yeah, the acronym.
Oh, it's the acronym for MAST is Montana Aligned to Standards Through Year. And I know in education, we put a lot of ABCs together with it. But MAST is a directional thing. You know, it catches the wind, and it allows people to sail very easily, even through troubled waters. So in using an opportunity for a boat, to be able to guide our teachers and our parents and our students. And the other thing that's important about this, student engagement. If we can have students recognize their learning closest to when things are taught, we can keep them engaged, and then we can scaffold learning right on top of one another. If we can have students engaged, then they'll come to school. They will perform better, even in those external activities. They'll be healthier. They'll make better choices. So it's a long-term goal that I have to have this through-year assessment, to be able to have students themselves own their learning and not have it be something that a teacher or an adult stands up and says that they must, but have that student recognize success and then want to engage throughout their time in public school.
You know, my old method of cramming the night before, getting through the test, and then promptly forgetting it all.
Yeah, there you go. That's what made you are what you are today.
That's right.
That's why I gave you a B-minus, you know. if you want to learn more, just have me on the radio more.
Okay.
But I am really excited about the innovation that the Office of Public Instruction is doing. And here's another thought. You know, when I got into office, we had four buildings on the Capitol complex, and our over 200-plus employees were all packed into Helena. And then, of course, we had COVID, which made housing prices so unattainable for families. So I decentralized. I'm down to one building. I have 54 wonderful souls that are working here at the agency, just down the block from the Capitol. And the rest of them are dispersed across our great state. So they are in the Flathead Valley. They are up and down the 93 and across Highway 2, all over, sprinkled in eastern Montana and southwestern Montana as well. Very, very pleased that they are living in the communities where our public schools are, and they recognize that public school isn't just something that government decrees, but something that local trustees who are elected have the opportunity to guide their families.
Elsie, is always a stimulating conversation. Thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you. Well, I'll send a report card your way, and gentlemen, I would study up for that test.
All okay. Right.
So, blessings to you all. Thank
we will
you.
Cram. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.